Across the country, coronavirus has disproportionately affected communities of color, a national NPR analysis shows. In Lubbock, Hispanic people have tested positive at a higher rate, bearing the brunt of the infectious illness. About half of people who tested positive for COVID-19 in Lubbock are Hispanic. On Monday, Hispanic patients accounted for 375 of 756 total cases. That's 49.6%. Comparatively, around 35% of Lubbock is Hispanic or Latino, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. We don't really know yet why so many Latinos have tested positive, says City of Lubbock Health Director Catherine Wells.
It's really something that we're going to need to follow. I'm not going to have a good answer for exactly why. That's something that we'll have to study in the future.
The state's working on that. Texas Health and Human Services announced last week a study to understand how and why COVID-19 could have a greater impact on vulnerable populations. The analysis will look at race and ethnicity, but also age, socioeconomic status, geographic location, chronic illness, and employment. Initial results are expected to be released in the fall. Lubbock doctors say there are a few known factors that could be impacting the high rate of Latino cases. Local health authority Dr. Ron Cook says he's not sure of the demographics of the healthcare workers at the Lubbock nursing home that experienced a significant COVID-19 outbreak, but he thinks many Hispanic patients were tied to that facility.
You know, they're frontline people in the workforce, and that's the way it's worked out. I don't have a good reason.
Latino and African American people make up a significant portion of the country's workforce, deemed essential in recent months. Millions of Hispanic workers are in the healthcare, food supply, and other service industries. NPR reports this to be a contributing cause to the high infection rate of the community.
Social distancing is a privilege, and I think that has been a big factor to why you see larger numbers of our communities being infected.
That's Dr. Felix Morales, a general family medicine physician and professor at the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. He says minority communities also have a high rate of existing conditions proven to make people more vulnerable to COVID-19.
You know, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and obesity, and even asthma. Having these underlying diseases does play a huge role in regards to infection and the infection rate.
The higher rate of these conditions in people of color is caused by a few things, the doctor says.
Part of it is, you know, lack of healthcare access, the inability to see physicians in timely manners. There are some genetic predispositions, particularly to diabetes as well.
Morales says even though Lubbock is a few months into the pandemic, people need to practice as many precautions as they can. Aloy Perez encourages everyone to continue to take the pandemic seriously. He wasn't as cautious as he could have been at first.
Now that it's happened to me, I pay attention to detail and look to see who's wearing these masks. And I'm not being racist, but my own race, a lot of them are not taking precaution and they're out there like, oh, it's not going to happen to me.
After a near-death experience due to COVID-19, he's sharing his story to help others. The Perez family was hit by COVID-19 in April. Father Aloy got it first. He thinks he contracted it in the community. His wife and two young nieces who live with them also tested positive. They each experienced the symptoms of the respiratory illness differently. About a week into quarantining, Perez took a turn for the worse and was admitted to University Medical Center. He was there for a life-changing 22 days. He doesn't recall much about the hospital stay, besides the isolation.
All I remember was I was so scared that my wife and my family forgot about me because it was a lonely place. It was a lonely experience.
But an out-of-body experience where he says God talked directly to him is crystal clear in his mind.
He didn't sound like us. His voice was very powerful and very clear. And he said it like this. He said, Eloy, Eloy, you're going back. He said, you still have work to do for me. And at that moment, somebody whispered in my ear and they told me, go live your life.
Perez woke up wide-eyed.
The next day, I did a 180-degree turn. All my vitals, everything just started clicking all at one time.
With what he calls excellent health care and countless prayers, Perez is on the mend. He lost 30 pounds while he was sick, but has gained back 9. He's building his strength up and hopes to go back to work soon.
He heard those prayers, and I believe that's why I was given a second chance.
For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.